Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about why you might want to ditch TypeScript for smaller projects. Intriguing, right?
Definitely. I've always heard TypeScript preached as the ultimate solution. I'm curious to hear the other side of the coin. So why exactly are we reconsidering TypeScript for smaller projects?
Well, the author Leon Martin argues that the setup overhead can be a real drag. Think tsconfig.json, dependencies, type definitions. It adds up, especially when you're just trying to whip up a quick prototype.
I see. So for a weekend project, spending 20 minutes configuring everything versus actually coding, definitely a time suck.
Exactly. And the author makes another point about experimentation. JavaScript's flexibility is awesome for quick proof of concepts. But TypeScript can stifle that.
How so?
Imagine testing an API. In JavaScript, you just fetch the data. Boom, done. But in TypeScript, you have to define all the types beforehand, even if you're not sure you'll even use that API.
Right. That makes total sense. I can see how constantly defining types can interrupt that initial flow state.
Totally. And the author argues TypeScript's bug-catching prowess isn't always necessary in smaller projects. Let's be real. In a 500-line script, most errors are easy to spot.
Interesting. So for smaller projects, manually reviewing code may suffice.
Precisely. He also brings up the extra build step, TSC then node. Another speed bump when you just want to run your script.
True. And what about third-party libraries?
Ah, yes. That's another sticking point. Not all libraries play nicely with TypeScript. Dealing with missing type definitions can be a real headache in smaller projects.
So if I'm understanding correctly, TypeScript's strengths really shine in larger, complex projects, but in smaller projects, it can actually slow you down?
Exactly. Martin still sees the value of TypeScript in larger projects, especially with multiple developers, or when long-term maintainability is key. But for those quick side hustles, JavaScript's simplicity wins.
It's almost like choosing the right tool for the job. A hammer is great for nails, but not so much for screws.
Perfect analogy. And he emphasizes that TypeScript is a tool, not a religion. Use it where it makes sense, but don't force it everywhere.
This has been incredibly enlightening. I appreciate the fresh perspective. I'm definitely going to rethink my automatic TypeScript usage.
Glad to hear it. I think the key takeaway here is to evaluate your project's needs and choose the language that best fits the scope and complexity. Sometimes embracing simplicity is the smarter move. Thanks for joining us today.
Goodbye!